Part 3. Read the article and answer the questions that follow. In some places in the world right now, getting tested for COVID-19 remains difficult or nearly impossible. In Rwanda, you might just get tested randomly as you're going down the street. So whenever someone is driving a vehicle, bicycle, motorcycle, or even walking, everyone is asked if you wish to get tested, says Sabine Sanzimana, Director General of the Rwanda Biomedical Center, which is the arm of the Ministry of Health that's in charge of tackling COVID-19. Health officials and personal protective equipment administer the test. Sanzimana says the testing is voluntary, although some others say refusal is frowned upon by government health officials. The sample collection, from a swab up the nose and filling out the contact information paperwork, takes about 5 minutes. All these samples are sent that day to the lab, Sanzimana says. We have a big lab here in Kigali. We also have 6 other labs in the other provinces. Despite being classified by the World Bank as a low-income country, and despite its limited resources, Rwanda has vowed to identify every coronavirus case. Anyone who tests positive is immediately quarantined at a dedicated COVID-19 clinic. Any contacts of that case who are deemed at high risk are also quarantined, either at a clinic or at home, until they can be tested. Sanzimana says health workers call or visit every potential contact of someone who tests positive. We really believe that doing so is important to make sure we detect and trace where the virus could be, he says. Comprehensive contact tracing is a task that has overwhelmed countries with far more resources than Rwanda. Rwanda's per capita income is roughly $2,000 per year. Yet all testing and treatment for the virus is provided for free. It costs the government between $50 and $100 to run a single coronavirus test, Sanzimana says. In order to test thousands a day, Rwanda has started using a process called pool testing. Material from 20 to 25 nasal swabs are all put into one vial and run through the machine. This allows them to test far more samples at once. If they get a positive result, then all the swabs that went into that initial vial are tested individually to pinpoint the person who's infected. Sanzimana says Rwanda's experience dealing with other infectious disease outbreaks is helping it now during the pandemic. The country is using systems and equipment it already had in place to address HIV. The main machines we are using for COVID testing are the HIV machines that were already there, he says. We are using the same structure, same people, same infrastructure, and laboratory diagnostics, but applying it to COVID testing. Since recording its first case in mid-March, the country of 12 million has recorded just over 1,200 cases. Ohio has a similar size population and has recently been reporting roughly 1,200 cases a day. Rwanda did a few things that are quite smart, says Sima Sigare, the head of the Circle Foundation, which has just launched a new data tool to analyze trends around COVID-19 across Africa. One is they responded really early. They put some of the most stringent lockdowns in place compared to every other African country. In fact, we've been monitoring physical distancing data across the continent, and Rwanda fares, I think, second. They've physical distanced the second most across Africa, a conclusion based on mobile phone movement data. South Africa is number one. Rwanda mobilized community healthcare workers and police and college students to work as contact tracers. It set up national and regional command posts to track cases. It's even using human-sized robots in the COVID-19 clinics to take patients' temperatures and deliver supplies. Tober Nianshua, who ran the Liberian Ministry of Health's response to Ebola in 2014, gives Rwanda high marks for how it has been handling COVID-19, even if at times it's heavy-handed. Rwanda, from all indications, is a success story for Africa, Nianshua says. The strong leadership from President Paul Kagame, which Nianshua says can even be authoritarian, has been effective during this crisis. Kagame demands accountability from his health ministry. Whether the people trust or fear the government, Rwandans listen to their government and have been following the orders regarding masks, washing hands, and staying home. Nianshua worries that the worst is yet to come in Africa with this pandemic. No country is out of the woods yet, he says. However, he adds that Rwanda is an example to other low-income countries that even with limited resources, this virus can be blank. So what needs to be done is to follow the prevention and containment measures. Political leadership is very, very crucial. Rwanda should continue what it is doing now, and other countries should emulate Rwanda. Question number one. Choose the most accurate description of A, frowned upon, and write the number of your answer. 1. Accepted. 2. Criticized. 3. Praised. 4. Preferred. Question number 2. Choose the most appropriate word to fill in the blank for B and write the number of your answer. 1. Contained. 2. Ignored. 3. Protected. 4. Spread. Question number 3. Which of the following statements is the closest to what the article states about Rwanda? 1. According to the World Bank, Rwanda is an affluent country. 2. Rwanda and Ohio have a similar number of coronavirus cases. 3. Rwanda's HIV equipment is being utilized to test for COVID-19. 4. Rwanda's leadership is often characterized as passive. Question number 4. Which of the following statements is the closest to what the article mentions about contact tracing in Rwanda? Write the number of your answer. 1. Contact tracing is much more complicated in Rwanda than in other countries. 2. Despite having limited resources, Rwanda has been doing extensive contact tracing. 3. Rwanda has modeled its contact tracing efforts on those of wealthier countries. 4. Rwanda needs many more resources in order to be able to contact trace effectively. Question number 5. Which of the following is the closest to what is mentioned in the article about measures Rwanda has taken to combat COVID-19? Write the number of your answer. 1. About 24 test samples are first tested together in one container. 2. Healthcare workers are being forced to be tested at random for COVID-19. 3. Rwanda's COVID-19 efforts focus on protecting medical staff, police, and students. 4. The country has been using robots to test samples in laboratories. Question number 6. Which of the following best describes the main point of this article? Write the number of your answer. 1. Rwanda has been unexpectedly successful in handling the COVID-19 pandemic. 2. Rwanda has developed cheaper COVID-19 testing than other African countries. 3. Several African countries have helped Rwanda deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. 4. The large size of Rwanda's labs has enabled COVID-19 testing to be done quickly. This is the end of the test.